Tech Talk Tuesday on Smile FM this afternoon with my man Tienus Jansen van Rensburg of bandwidthblog.co.za, and we are talking Reddit for those of you who's using the platform. Tienus, thank you very much. Good to see you, my friend.
Thank you.
So what's been going on? There's been a blackout and there's been people asking what's going on. There's been lots happening, actually.
Lots of drama in the Reddit world.
Tell me.
Right. So a couple of weeks ago, there were rumors that Reddit was starting to worry about the costs it's having to deal with on its servers. And it turned out to be true. And the CEO came out and said at the beginning of June that by the end of June, all third-party apps are going to have to start to pay for our API call. So obviously the API is the protocol that third-party apps where users can browse Reddit without actually having to go to Reddit. They can use their own apps. It's the protocol that communicates between obviously the third-party app and the server, right? And they said that for every call that happens, and a call on an API is anything from a click on a link or a comment being made or a reply or an upvote or whatever, for 1,000 API calls, they were going to charge third-party apps 24 cents. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but you can imagine like every single one of these interactions is a call, and that ramps up very, very quickly.
So quickly tell me, just before we continue, for those people who's not familiar with Reddit, and look, it's one of the biggest platforms out there.
Yes.
Like a forum.
So community-led forum. Yeah. It's got everything from, you know, very silly topics, funny subreddits, which is kind of what they call their pages, all the way to very serious stuff. Scientific research is published there. It's a great community where you can actually find what you're passionate about and engage with that community. Oh. And that's why it's grown to be one of the most successful social media platforms. So you can imagine with this new rule going to be imposed, it'll all of a sudden have a lot of costs for these third-party apps. Because often, you know, Reddit, for example, didn't even have an app until very recently. So
it was all run through the third-party
apps.
Exactly.
So these third-party apps were bringing so many new users to Reddit. And yes, those third-party apps were obviously making money because of it, but so was Reddit. Yeah. So when this whole thing was announced at the beginning of June, the whole community was in uproar, because they wanted to use their favorite apps, right? They've kind of built it with these third parties.
Exactly.
It's the best possible experience for their Reddit users. So what happened was the largest third-party app on Reddit called Apollo, a couple of weeks later, they did the math and they said, if this is going to be imposed, we have to shut down. They said that it would cost $100,000 a month with these API costs to run their third-party app, and then the business just wasn't profitable at all.
Yeah, you see, 24 cents, like you said, it sounds a little, but I mean, if you take into account the amount of users,
exactly,
you know, that it filters through to Reddit. So what does it actually mean now? I mean, it doesn't really affect the users.
Well, it does, because the users now, most of these third-party apps are shutting down. They just can't handle the cost. So now they're being forced onto a worse experience, either through the Reddit website or, as I said, this newly built Reddit app that's only been around for a little while. And the whole experience is worse. So there was this massive uproar. And because Reddit is community-driven, a lot of the biggest subreddits on Reddit said, okay, cool, if you're going to do this, we're just not going to engage. There's going to be a total blackout on Reddit, and your social network is going to suffer.
And that's what happened.
That's exactly what happened. And all of the biggest pages, there was no activity for days and days and even weeks. Some of them are still in a blackout situation. There was like Revolt. They started to post not suitable for work stuff, which is against the Reddit policies. So there's still this back and forth, a lot of drama. We don't know how it's going to end, but it seems like Reddit said, this will pass. Yeah. We've made our decision, and that's the only way for our business to be viable long term. So look, there's still going to be some news coming out over the next weeks, but we hope the Reddit community you know, can get what they want and at least have a very good experience like they did before.
Absolutely. Well, I think at this stage, if you think about it, they must be working nonstop behind the scenes to get something proper out there.
Exactly.
To make sure their app is flowing and all of that. So hey, for the Reddit users out there, just take a breather. Just take a breather. Things apparently will return to normal. Tienus, thank you very much. Fascinating stuff. That is your Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM.